Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Technological Society by Jacques Ellul is a landmark work of social criticism that investigates how modern life becomes organized around technique, meaning the drive for efficiency, standardization, and measurable results. Written in the mid-20th century yet persistently contemporary, the book argues that technology is not merely a collection of tools, but an all-encompassing system that reshapes institutions, politics, economics, education, and personal values. Ellul examines how technical methods spread from industrial production into administration, communication, warfare, and culture, creating pressures that reward what is faster, cheaper, and more controllable. Rather than offering a simple anti-technology message, he probes the deeper logic that makes societies select certain solutions and discard others. Readers encounter a provocative thesis. Once technique becomes the primary criterion for decision-making, human ends can be quietly replaced by technical means. The result is a challenging, influential framework for understanding modernization, bureaucracy, and the hidden costs of progress. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technique as a system, not just tools. A central topic in The Technological Society is Ellul's definition of technique as the search for the most efficient means in every domain, not only in machines and engineering. He treats technique as a coherent system of methods, procedures, and standards that spreads wherever measurable improvement is possible. This shift matters because it reframes technology from being neutral equipment into an organizing principle that structures choices before individuals even feel they are choosing. Ellul argues that once a society prizes efficiency as a dominant value, technical solutions become self-justifying, and alternatives that are slower, less uniform, or less predictable are dismissed as irrational. The technical mindset then migrates from factories into government offices, classrooms, hospitals, media, and even interpersonal relations, creating a common expectation that problems should be solved through optimization. Ellul also highlights how techniques interlock. Improvements in transportation enable new forms of commerce, which demand new administrative techniques, which in turn rely on data processing and communication systems. The system grows by feedback and mutual reinforcement. This systemic view helps explain why technical change often feels unstoppable. It is not one invention pushing forward, but a network of methods that rewards compatibility, scalability, and control, shaping society into the image of its preferred processes. Secondly, autonomy and self-acceleration of technological change. Ellul develops the idea that technological development tends to become autonomous, meaning it advances according to its own internal logic more than through deliberate democratic choice. In his account, technical progress creates new possibilities that rapidly turn into necessities. Once a method is proven effective, institutions feel compelled to adopt it to remain competitive, secure, or simply functional within the broader system. This produces a self-accelerating dynamic. Each innovation opens pathways for further innovations, and the pace of change increases as techniques build on one another. Ellul emphasizes that this autonomy is social as much as mechanical. Organizations reorganize themselves around what technology makes possible, and then they depend on those technologies to operate, making reversal costly and politically difficult. He also suggests that debates about whether a specific technology is good or bad can miss the deeper issue, because the system favors adoption regardless of moral hesitation. Even when leaders intend to control technology, they often end up managing its consequences rather than steering its direction. The concept helps readers interpret why societies normalize surveillance tools, automated decision systems, and high-speed communication even when they generate dissatisfaction. Ellul is not claiming that human agency disappears, but that agency is constrained by institutional incentives and by the interconnectedness of techniques that make opting out feel impractical. Thirdly, politics, administration, and the technical state. Another major topic is the transformation of politics under the dominance of technique. Ellul argues that modern governance increasingly relies on technical administration, expertise, and bureaucratic procedures, which can weaken meaningful political deliberation. When problems are framed as technical matters, the range of acceptable solutions narrows to what is operationally feasible and quantifiable, and value disputes are treated as obstacles rather than essential democratic work. The rise of specialized agencies, planning, and statistical management can therefore shift power away from citizens toward administrators and experts who control the methods and the data. Ellul also explores how mass society and propaganda techniques become integrated into political life. Communication, polling, media management, and psychological methods can be used to manufacture consent, stabilize institutions, and reduce unpredictability. The technical state is not necessarily a dictatorship, but it is a system in which decision-making becomes more procedural and less participatory, and where efficiency and security can dominate liberty and pluralism. This analysis encourages readers to look beyond partisan conflict and notice structural patterns: how policy becomes an optimization problem, how metrics become substitutes for judgment, and how institutional survival can become the main goal. Alul's perspective is especially relevant to contemporary discussions about algorithmic governance, administrative complexity, and the way political legitimacy is increasingly tied to performance indicators rather than civic engagement. Fourthly, human freedom, adaptation, and the problem of choice, Alul repeatedly returns to the question of freedom within a technological society. He challenges the comforting belief that people remain fully in control as long as they can choose among products or vote periodically. In a world organized by technique, many choices are pre-formatted. Institutions define objectives in technical terms, workflows dictate behavior, and individuals are trained to adapt to systems rather than reshape them. Alul describes how education, work, and media can condition people to accept technical necessity, rewarding compliance and specialized competence over reflective judgment. Freedom then risks being redefined as smooth functioning within the system, not the ability to set ends, refuse certain means, or sustain non-technical forms of life. He also highlights psychological pressures. Constant change requires continuous adaptation, and adaptation becomes a virtue, making resistance look like irrational nostalgia. This does not mean that human dignity is impossible, but it becomes harder to defend because the criteria for success are increasingly external and measurable. The topic invites readers to examine their own lives, from dependence on devices to reliance on bureaucratic systems, and to ask where their goals originate. Alul pushes toward a more demanding notion of freedom, the capacity to judge, to limit, and to preserve spaces where human values are not subordinated to efficiency. Lastly, promises and costs of progress, efficiency, ethics, and meaning. The book also investigates the moral trade-offs that accompany the pursuit of efficiency. Alul does not deny that technical advances bring real benefits such as productivity, comfort, medical improvements, and expanded capabilities. His concern is that the criterion of efficiency can override ethical reflection and cultural meaning. When success is measured by output, speed, or control, societies may accept harmful side effects as unavoidable or may fail to notice losses that are difficult to quantify, such as community, craftsmanship, privacy, and spiritual or aesthetic depth. Alul suggests that technical solutions often generate new problems that require further technical fixes, creating a cycle in which complexity and dependency increase. He also questions the idea that technology is neutral, arguing that techniques embed particular values by shaping what counts as rational action. For example, standardization can improve coordination, but can also reduce diversity and local autonomy. Mechanization can relieve labor, but can also de-skill workers and fragment experience. This topic encourages readers to evaluate progress with a wider lens than consumer convenience. Alul's approach is valuable precisely because it forces a conversation about ends, not only means. Instead of asking what can be done, he pushes readers to ask what should be done, what kind of human life is being promoted, and what is being silently exchanged for efficiency. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a rigorous framework for thinking about technology beyond headlines and gadget culture. Students and professionals in sociology, political science, media studies, ethics, computer science, and public policy will find Alul's concepts useful for analyzing institutions, incentives, and the hidden assumptions behind modern systems. It also rewards general readers who sense that constant optimization and connectivity come with costs, but want language to clarify what is changing and why. The main benefit is perspective. Alul helps readers notice how technical thinking shapes goals, work routines, education, politics, and even personal identity. That awareness can improve life by supporting more intentional decisions about convenience, privacy, consumption, career paths, and civic participation. Rather than treating technology as either salvation or villain, the book encourages a mature stance that asks about limits, trade-offs, and the human ends that should guide adoption. Compared with many similar books, The Technological Society is worth buying because it does not depend on a single contemporary controversy. Its analysis is structural and durable, offering concepts that apply across eras and devices. That depth makes it a foundational text for anyone trying to understand why technological change feels inevitable and how societies might recover room for genuine choice. If you would like to support Jacques Alul, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.